Worst thing. Let me get a napkin here. My fucking beer went everywhere.
Why'd you let that happen? At least I can still drink. This is a really good beer. I'm really proud of the decisions I made on my beer choices. Now I'm just talking to myself because Robert walked away because he spilled beer all over his person. So just just waiting for his ass to get back. And he's still gone. Still gone. Christ. Come on, Robert. We don't have all night here. I got shit to do. Just got back from work an hour ago. Had to get the kids a fucking bath. I haven't even, like, barely said hi to my wife. Yeah, I'm down here talking to Robert Kilimowski. And he's running off to clean up his beer. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 99 for Monday, August 22nd, 2019.
Today on the Two Bobs, we have a great episode for you. We're going to... Oh, good. He's back. Good.
I can hear you. I can hear you talking. So that's another boy.
Oh, yeah. I got some surprises for you when you get back. Or when you listen back, I should say.
All right. Let me
log this in real quick. Got another good beer. Pretty excited. Pretty excited. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 99 for Monday, April 22nd, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we have a great episode for you. We're going to talk about the beer we're drinking, the implication the implications of holding your farts in, an interesting flavor of mayo.
Oh, Cadbury and Heinz, I guess.
We're going really from farts to mayo.
And this week's crazy news, we're going to talk about a horse. Every crazy news story we've ever done.
All in one.
You can't buy brains, spaghetti, a porn collection, and some flaming hot burritos.
Oh, man, this is like a... It's like a buffet this week.
Everything. Yeah, a lot of food. Now I'm hungry for burritos and spaghetti.
Burrito spaghetti.
That'd be good.
That doesn't stay up there as easy, though.
No.
All right. It's Friday. We're recording.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It's a good Friday.
Yeah. But it was Easter, or not Easter break, but a spring break for us here. Did you guys, were the boys off this week? Did they have to go to school?
No, Colin was off today, but their spring break was... like 2 weeks ago. So they didn't...
It's not even close to being spring where you are. You've got snow on the ground.
Well, coincidentally, it was actually warmer last week when they were off than it has been this week. And it's been crazy because, like, today's high was, I think, 42 degrees. But then, like, we were in the 70s last week. I don't know what the hell's going on. You know, I think this Al Gore guy is onto something.
Yeah.
And it's all Trump's fault. That's all I know. All I know is the reason that it was hot last week or warm and cold this week is because, you know, 45 hasn't been impeached yet.
Working on it, I hope.
You never know, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the best thing that Americans can do is just maybe vote for the other guy next year. That'll make the whole process easier.
Yeah. The impeachment thing is, as much has been talked about it, you know, as much as you'd like to be able to say, yeah, we told you your guy was a dirtbag, but I don't know that we really can. So we'll just have to wait and vote with a ballot.
It's not likely to happen.
No.
Let's be honest.
I'm fine with that. It's almost over. Why worry about it now?
True story. So let's talk about beer.
We're ready to do it.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
And I remembered where the button was.
Good for you. All right. This,
what do you have?
This week, I got a tasty little nugget here. It is from our friends over at Dogfish Head. I always fuck that up.
I've had them many times.
Yeah, I have too. Dogfish Head. And this is their Raison d'Extra. And it's brewed with an obscene amount of malt, brown sugar, and raisins. It ages well, according to what the bottle says. And the website says our raison d'etre with a little extra. It's this immodest brew, made with an obscene amount of malt, brown sugar, and raisins, takes Belgian-style browns to new heights. Raison d'Etre's little brother, Raison d'Etre, was brewed to be the ultimate beer partner for steak. Plump raisins and beet sugars give the beer similar DNA and color to red wine, which I don't know if I see. It does have a red twinge to it. It's darker than red wine, if you ask me, though. d'Etre takes this concept to the next level. What 120-minute IPA is to 60-minute IPA, d'Etre is the d'Etre. God. All the French. We're pushing the limits of what a Belgian yeast can do, and we've discovered that it's somewhere in the ballpark of 15% to 18% alcohol by volume. So they don't even know what the ABV is, but that's a lot of alcohol. d'Etre is extremely complex and a great candidate for aging. Sip on one with a loved one now and stash a few in your beer cellar. Dogfish Head founder, Sam Caliglione says this puppy's only getting better with age. It is alcohol content is 15-18%, somewhere in there. 40 IBUs. It's released in January through April. It's been released since 2003, and again, it's a really good beer. I'm gonna try another taste here. And just like the website, the website's spot on here. You get this really, the first thing I taste is cinnamon, actually. It has that, maybe not cinnamon, but that kind of like the spice that's added to it. But I mean, just malts, brown sugar, raisins. There's definitely a raisin presence to this beer. I rate it at 4.75 on Untappd. It's a really good beer. You get the booziness, but it's not overbearing. It's just well balanced, very complex, just a really good beer. So if you are in the market for a nice complex beer with some really strong good flavor and a nice alcohol content, this is a really good one. We've had like Robert said, we've had Dogfish Head quite a few times on the show. Back to episode 37, Girthy Egg Rolls. You had a pumpkin ale, but a pumpkin ale. I think that came out during the probably in the fall, right around Halloween. In episode 41, Hot and Ready, you had a liquid truth serum. And episode 43, Ring of Idiot Thieves, you had a Indian Brown Dark IPA from Dogfish Head. 58, Garbled Mess, you had a Flesh and Blood IPA. Episode 67, Where Do You Want These Fish Bags, you had a Dragons and Yum Yums from Dogfish Head. And apparently I've had their beers before, apparently never on the show though, because didn't come up for me at all, but you've definitely had it lots of times, and I've had some of their other stuff too. Good brewery, good beer, very nice.
Yeah, they're very popular around this area, so it's not, I don't think they're brewed that far away from here. I think Delaware. So
let's see.
A lot closer to me than they are to you.
It is brewed with raisins, and it is, you're right, it's Milton, Delaware.
Yep.
The only good thing, cool. The only good thing come out of Delaware.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. But that's all right. I'm gonna go back a couple of weeks. Well, I think it was a couple of weeks, but they're nice people, and there's no state tax. No sales tax there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. So when you go to the beach, you go to Ocean City, you go up a little bit higher, you can go buy all your knickknacks, your little shark in a glass, and your boogie boards and your blow up things and your lifeguard, the big red lifeguard sweatshirt. You can go buy those and save 5% on your purchase.
Or 6% if you're normally shopping in Michigan.
I think sales tax is one of those things I don't even look at what the percentage is. Like here in Virginia, it used to be 4%, and then it went to 4.5%, and I think it's somewhere between 5 and 6. I don't know. I just pay it. It's one of those things you can't do anything about it, so why worry about it?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go back to our friends at Hardywood, which I drank some of theirs not too long ago. And this week I've got the Virginia Pale Ale, so their VIPA that they have it. It's actually, and I thought it was a typo on the website, and it bothered me a little bit, but it's their Virgindia Pale Ale. So it's kind of a play on words of the India Pale Ale in Virginia. And it is mostly, well, not quite half the bottle, but a good bit's on my pants, because when I opened the top there, a lot of it came bubbling out. So I don't know if I dropped it at one point, but you can see it's nice and gold. Nice golden color, and the picture shows the same.
Blood of grapefruit.
Yeah. So what this is again, it's the Hardywood Virginia Pale Ale. And the website says, the embodiment of Virginia hospitality, Hardywood VIPA offers alluring tropical aromatics, a refreshingly delicate body, and a bright, juicy finish. Heirloom Virginia barley rounds out the malt bill and creates a perfect sense of balance with a dose of citrusy Virginia hops. VIPA is our take on a Virginia India Pale Ale, or as we like to call it, Virginia Pale Ale. And it's 5.2% alcohol by volume. And it is 30 IBU, so it doesn't seem like it's going to be that bitter. But I'm going to give it a shot and see what I can taste. I'm gonna smell it first, though. It does have a little bit of citrus. Almost has a bit of like a floral.
Tastes like it's flowers.
It does have, you know, and it's funny because there's a I'm a big Sam Adams fan. I like to drink a lot of their beers. Although as I've gotten older and gotten more into a lot of this stuff, I've kind of ventured out into other beers. But Sam Adams has this, their spring IPA, not spring IPA, but they're like spring seasonal. And that one, I've always joked that it tastes like potpourri. Like if you were to imagine what potpourri tastes like, it smells like that. It tastes like that. It has a lot going on. This one's not quite there because I actually don't even really like that one. This one I do like. It's probably not up there in my favorites. I'm not going to give it a 4. I'll probably give it between 3.5, 3.75. I do get a little bit of the tropical flavors in there. I do get a bit of that. And I just call it floral, but I don't really know what flowers taste like. But it's got a little bit of that taste to it. So it's a bit of more of a fruity IPA than maybe I expected. But again, 3.75 or so at the most, and I would still recommend trying it. And generally Hardywood does not disappoint, and this one's not disappointing to me, but it's not really up there on the top tier either.
It doesn't mean it's not a good beer, and maybe just not maybe you like less flour in your beer.
Yeah, it's hard to explain without trying it. Yeah, it does have a bit, maybe it's just the tropical part that I don't like, because I tend to like the citrus. The grapefruits, the oranges, I tend to like that. So tropical, if that's, maybe it's got a little bit, not really have a sweetness like a pineapple to it. But anyhow, I'm going to enjoy the rest of it. And I'm not sure if I'd buy it again. But again, I will drink it. It won't go down the drain.
Needs more raisins.
It probably does.
Can't have too many raisins in your beer.
No. And you know, it's something that came up with somebody. I don't remember exactly who it was. We were talking about beer, and it probably was us, but doing this show, you end up talking to people about beer a lot. And one of the comments that somebody made, they said the same thing about coffee, that sometimes beer makes them a little bit upset stomach, maybe, you know, makes them have to go to the bathroom, or makes them want to be a little bit more gassy than they normally would.
I love your segues. Like, we're all right. You like all right, that? Robert, where's this going?
Where's it going? You can let me ramble on. You won't even jump in to save me. But
no, I was just letting you do your thing.
I mean,
I get gassy sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, but not from beer.
No, though. But you know what? I mean, honestly, I mean, unless I'm in front of like a client or something like that, I'm at the stage, like, I've been married long enough. I just let it rip, you know? Let it
Well, you talked out. About yeah. it before, about your thing at the office, and actually, it's something probably
I'm making a point to find it at work.
That's right. It's weaponized. But Ben was, we were down here in the basement. I think we were playing the Switch or something like that. And I don't remember what happened. Something was happening. We started laughing, and then I felt it, and it was just the two of us down here. So I let one rip, and he thought, I mean, being 9, he thought that was the funniest thing he's ever heard. Because I'm very, I don't know if it's private's the right word. I generally don't do it around people. I don't, you know, if I either go somewhere else or just trying to find some way to get one out. And Melissa made the comment.
Quite as vulgar as I am.
Well, I don't know. And it's not like I'm a prude or anything. Obviously, after doing this show, I'm not a prude. But I don't know. I just don't do it. So he of course, had to go up and tell his mother. He was still giggling and laughing. And she just kind of looked. She's like, yeah, I've never heard you do that.
What?
So he's one. Yeah. And after all this time. So he is the first and probably the only person outside of myself that has ever heard that.
Well, this is probably
ever
talking
heard me
to people
fart,
at work.
You're not supposed to hold it in.
Well, this is probably at work talking to people, and she's and they're all talking about how they, you know, how disgusting their spouses are, and she's probably like, "Well, my husband doesn't even fart."
Yeah. See.
See, that's how clean he is. He doesn't fart. He doesn't even wipe his ass.
She would
with
never
toilet
say
paper.
That,
he squirts it with water to make it nice. Yeah. No, I just so it, which is kind of funny. So, but anyway, hold on. I gotta put my computer's blowing up here. I gotta put on Do Not Disturb. Okay, so and we bring this up for a reason, and that is because of
there's always a reason.
Well, of course. I mean, this is otherwise it's just a really fucking random conversation about farts, which I mean I wouldn't put that past us. But we're heading somewhere, which is this LAD Bible, Lad Bible. I guess it's Lad Bible, right? Article that talks about how holding in farts can make them come out of your mouth.
Well, that stuff's connected. It's all one big pipe. Haven't you seen the human centipede?
Imagine this, though. You know, you're in a brand new relationship, maybe even your first date with this person.
Yeah.
You're going to hold in your farts because you know that if you fart and if you make something wretched come out of your ass while you're on your first date, you're probably, you may not ever, unless you got a really cool chick that you're dating, you're probably not going to date that person again. I mean, is this going to put that foul? It's all coming together wrong at that point. So you hold it, but then
You should.
At the end of the night, you say, all right, I'm going to go in, for that first kiss.
Yeah.
You're at her doorstep.
What happens?
Unfortunately, she has not invited you in. But you say, if I can't get that, I'm at least going to get a kiss. And you open your mouth and lean in and you fart right out of your mouth. Not in the metaphorical sense, like your breath smelled really bad, like literally fart comes out of your mouth. And we bring that up, bring this up because apparently, again, holding farts,
they tested it.
This is science. Farting is pretty gross, really, isn't it? According to the Lad Bible. However, you might rethink letting one go every now and again if you realize what the alternative was, in case you weren't already aware. If you hold in a fart, there is a decent chance that it will get out anyway, just through your mouth instead.
Right. This is a public service announcement.
No.
For anybody listening,
we're here to help, especially those people that aren't in committed relationships where you, like me, where you just fucking don't even care anymore.
Right.
You know, let those puppies out. There's no holding in farts in my house.
Yeah.
My kids don't do it. Nobody does it. Maybe Kelly does. I don't know. But anyway, according to the University of Newcastle's Professor Claire Collins, a dietetics and nutrition expert, holding your guff, I guess that's fart, can cause something called abdominal distension. That process causes some of the fart to be absorbed and then exhaled through your breath.
Yo, that's gross.
Yeah. So
not farting means that some of the gas will be reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled in your breath. So it's not going to come out of your mouth with a parp or a squeak or stink the room out, but it's not exactly a nice thought either, is it? And that's why you said that human centipede movie, if that taught us anything, all that stuff is connected. Your mouth and your butthole are connected.
That's what you learned from the human centipede. It was really a lesson. I mean, if this
was a Claire Collins that just watched Human Centipede,
it's a great piece of academia, really. Human centipede. If you don't know what we're talking about with the human centipede, Google it. But essentially, what it was is like not even a B film, like an H film that was made of a guy, a mad scientist,
crazy sorts,
who kidnapped a bunch of people, I think, or trapped them somehow. And I will say, I've never actually seen this movie, but I know enough about it.
No. And no, I refuse.
Essentially, surgically connected them on their hands and knees in a circle, ass to mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, so imagine everybody's lined up on their hands and knees facing the same direction, and their mouth is surgically attached to the asshole
right.
of the person in front of them. So human right. centipede.
And the thought, well, I don't know that they actually created a circle, because the thought was, and this is going down a rabbit hole, we'll eventually get into brighter stories, but he was able to feed the first one. Right? That's all. He only had to feed the one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And ultimately feed every single one of them just by feeding the
Oh, yeah, that's right. It wasn't a circle, because that would be right. counterproductive. Right. Although I'd be right. really interested if you fed the first one.
This is one of our better segments.
If you fed the first one and then formed them right. into a circle, if right. they just keep just feeding yeah, each you, other, you, you know, like for just for eternity.
That's right. You teach a man to fish.
You teach a man to fish.
You feed him one fish, day. And you surgically
you right. surgically attach his mouth to the asshole of somebody else, and he'll eat forever. As the old adage says. Oh Christ. Man. So, man.
We've driven that pretty much into the ground. I think if anybody else is listening, we probably got a reverse course pretty quick.
Yeah.
Do you like Easter candy? And I know everybody does.
Robert, so have you looked at me? Of course I like Easter candy. And I'm super upset that, by the way, I won't be able to have any this year. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well, this will come out after Easter, so this is probably a little bit late. Weights. Well, that's good. Yeah. Where are you at this point?
I'm a little over...
Are you able to discuss?
I'm a little over 30 pounds down, so... No, I don't care. I haven't been shy about talking about it up to this point. I'm not all of a sudden going to get shy. I'm up 10 pounds, actually. It's really weird. I don't know. Understand.
That's why I was careful. Because if you're like me, your diets are usually you just end up going saying fuck it, and you know that's why I'm in the condition I'm in now.
But. Nope, down 30 pounds, going strong, my friend.
Yeah. So are you going to allow yourself any of this candy, even a little bit? Nope. It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Well, and that's the thing. I feel like it really is a slippery slope, and if I allow myself candy, you know, I'm one of those guys that's like, well, I ate some candy. Fuck it. Might as well have some pizza for dinner. Like, you know, I don't have that, like, that control mechanism. So I'm going I'm going to behave. Tomorrow I'm going to elderly listener's house for dinner. I'm going to bring my own salad from the salad place, and I'll be fine. It'll work. It'll all work out.
Would you imagine that Heinz, and we talked about them... All this stuff's running together lately for me, but we talked about the mayo chop and all that stuff. So what they've done is they've taken their regular mayonnaise and they've basically put the Cadbury cream egg filling inside of it.
See,
so you kind of have a something you can spread on toast.
I don't know about
Cadbury cream eggs.
I don't know about some of these mayo mashups though.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'll let you get it and tell me how it tastes.
Well, if I can find it, I would try it. I'm a big fan of the Cadbury cream eggs, but this is, I think,
I'm not gonna break my diet for fucking cream egg flavored mayo. Yeah. Like it could be awesome, but it could also just be terrible.
Well, it's one of those things. I think you'd eat it a couple times just to say that you had it, and then the jar would just kind of disintegrate in the pantry.
It was a mayo chup, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. If anybody tries this one, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Cadbury cream egg flavored mayo is now unfortunately a thing, according to the Today Show.
You're welcome, listeners.
Yeah, try it out and then go grab your human centipede friends and give them a shot too. I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
Yeah, feed each other with mayo cream egg. I don't think it tastes like cream egg flavored mayo on the way out though.
No, I'm not willing to. I'll take somebody's word for it.
Yeah.
Are you ready for crazy news?
Yes, I am.
I think everybody else is too.
We have some good stuff this week. Pretty sure. All right, let me get.
Some of these made me really, really LOL, by the way.
Let me get Mr. Cocky Nuts here.
Yeah.
Mr. Cocky Nuts missed everybody last week. Say hi, Mr. Cocky Nuts.
Oh, George says hello.
Oh, hey. Mr. Cocky Nuts said happy Easter to George. Mr. Cocky Nuts. We're supposed to pretend that we're broadcasting this live, and it's not the Friday before Easter. It's already Easter has already passed.
Because so you didn't eat any candy at all?
No, I didn't eat any candy for Easter. I was perfect. I'm actually down 50 pounds now, so that's good. You know, it's
by the time this
airs. Oh, and I won the lottery, so, you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the Sunday, Easter Sunday lottery. That's the thing now.
Share some.
All right, well, we're going to go on to, this takes us to the UK, I'm assuming, because it's metro.co.uk, where a man with a long, long history of measuring himself in front of horses.
What is he doing?
He's been jailed. He measures himself in front of horses, as we all do. But he got he's been doing it a really long time, so he got caught and has been jailed for reoffending twice just hours after being released. So,
he's not measuring himself, Rob. Your screen size is too small. He's pleasuring himself. It's not measuring. At first I thought, well, you know, I've read the story, so I know what he's done. I thought, well, was he really just like whipping it out and just saying, okay, am I the same size as that? No. That's why I asked you to repeat it. I thought maybe I missed something.
I thought he was like comparing comparing himself to the size of horses. A man with a long history of pleasuring himself.
Yeah.
Masturbatory actions in front of horses has been jailed for reoffending twice just hours after being released. So
it's a different story.
He jerked it in front of horses
all the time.
Yeah. And then for a long time. And then he was arrested. Then hours after he got out, he did it again.
Yeah. He just couldn't wait. No. So rather than go and grab a nudie magazine down at the corner store, he's just going to head over to the local pasture.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Malcolm Down, 61, said he had been planning to see his doctor for libido-suppressing drugs, but instead went to a field after being freed from prison. He was spotted on February 8th in Bransholm Hole by a witness who thought he was urinating. Why is his urine so thick and white? Prosecutor Neil Coxon said, it soon became clear that he was, in fact, masturbating. He added this activity went on for 3 or 4 minutes. His penis was exposed for about 10 minutes.
So we took a lot of pictures. Yeah.
During a police interview, he told detectives, I was sat on a bench. I was feeling sexy. So he started to. I was on a bench, yeah. I was feeling quite sexy, so I started to. Downs told them he knew what he was doing was wrong, but didn't do it to draw attention to himself.
I knew I just got out of jail for doing this, but I can't help myself.
He's really turned out my horses.
He likes horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was released on bail, but within 24 hours, he was spotted by an off-duty police officer at the same field again, masturbating. He admitted that he had a problem, but got a thrill out of it. Downs, who recently reconnected with family and friends after being shunned. Well, geez.
I don't know why.
Had 12 similar offenses on his record. I wonder, animals? He's got like a...
All horses,
like
I think.
Like an animal voyeur. That's weird. Yeah. He also said he had 9 breaches of an ASBO. No idea. For masturbating in public that banned him from entering any field, stable, or area that might contain equine? Equine? Is it equine?
Equine.
Yep. Animals across Humberside. He has now been jailed for 8 months for his latest offending. His offering.
Oh, boy.
It was an offering for the horses.
His donation.
Horses, I offer this to you. His lawyer, Stephen Robinson, said the defendant is very disappointed to be back before the courts again for precisely the same sort of behavior he's been convicted of in the past. The defendant was of the view he'd been doing quite well. He can't really explain it. He said he felt he was starting to conquer his demons. He believes this was some sort of lapse. He can't explain. He insists, very sorry for his actions. I'm sorry that I jerked off in front of the horses. I don't know. I can't really do that accent.
Yeah, that's a tough accent.
Yeah, I don't know.
A horse masturbator accent is very difficult to pull
off. It is. Judge David Tremberg told him, you know you are doing wrong, but you appear either unable or unwilling to stop yourself.
Yeah. Well, once you start, you can't stop, Rob.
I wonder, just like a horse neighing, the sound of it just gives him like a semi.
Probably.
61 and still gets it up, but only in front of horses.
Yeah.
Equine.
Equine. Yeah.
Great. Now,
this story is, next one is listener submitted. And when I read it, I had to just kind of laugh because it's almost like a combination of every single crazy news story we've ever done, all wrapped up in one. So I will start it. And this, it actually takes us to Wisconsin. I'm a big Packers fan, so I'm a little bit embarrassed by this, but thankfully I don't live in Wisconsin.
Oh, this bitch looks like the Wicked Witch of the West. Jeez. Oh, boy.
She does. And her son, who I think maybe lives at home, but she's 46-year-old Lisa Smith, and he's 25-year-old Benny Van.
Dude, she's 46?
Yeah.
That lady is 46.
I'm 46, and I look a little bit better. Oh, she has a little better beard than I do.
Wow.
But it's not by much.
She's 46 years old.
Yeah.
She has aged like a frickin' Budweiser.
Yeah, yeah. So the title,
by the way.
They don't do anything. Well, the title of the article is, and this is all one title, okay? Woman does karate, son gets nude, dog steals cornbread mix from Walmart, police say. So Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
A lot going on.
Yeah, this is from KY3.com. A mother and her son are in custody after causing a ruckus at a Walmart Wednesday night, police say. Their dog chipped in, too.
Why was the dog at Walmart?
People bring all kind of stuff to Walmart. The Eau Claire, and I think we're going to get into that. The Eau Claire Police Department identified 46-year-old Lisa Smith and her 25-year-old son, Benny Van, as the suspects. Investigators said the dog's name is Bo.
God, she looks like she's in her 60s.
She does. She looks rough. Responding officers said they found Smith yelling in the doorway trying to summon Bo. So Smith is the lady, since they have different last names, so hopefully easy to keep track of. Smith allegedly brought Bo into the store without a leash, so he easily ditched his owner and started running up to unsuspecting customers. While Bo was doing that, Smith, again the woman, began tearing apart store displays and placing them in her shopping cart. Walmart staff asked her to leave, and she complied. Police say she left the store to perform karate moves in the parking lot. So she did the crane, wax on. Bo, on the other hand, had not been. I hope so. Bro had not been brought to heel. Oh. By the time anyone found him, he found his way out of the store with a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix in his mouth. Police arrested Smith, but it wasn't without a fight. She allegedly kicked out a patrol car window when they finally got her in custody.
She karate kicked it.
She karate, yeah. She probably had the handcuffs. You see that on, if you ever watch Cops, you see that. But their hands behind her, and they kind of lean back, and they kick 2 feet on there, so I can see it. But I imagine her little brittle bones would break. Meanwhile, police say Van, who was the son, was running amok inside the store. He allegedly took off all his clothes in the rear of the Walmart and exposed himself to everyone around him. Oh, okay. Fortunately for them, he tried to cover himself by putting on the clothes that Walmart had on the rack. Rather than just keep his own stuff on, he ditched it all and then realized that he was naked and went to go put on some other clothes.
Getting accidentally naked at Walmart.
Right. I mean, we've all done it. We just haven't put the other clothes back on. Even so, police said he didn't try to purchase them, so that is also a crime.
Oh, he shoplifted. Officers, yeah.
Right. He wore them out of the store. Officers approached and commanded him to end the madness, but he refused. Authorities say Van even used a scooter in an attempt to run over an officer. But law enforcement physically stopped the scooter just by stepping in front of it, because they only go about half a mile an hour, and took him into custody. Man faces charges for lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct, and retail theft. Smith is charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and misdemeanor bail jumping. Bo, however, has not been charged. Body. Right. They have issued him a warning for the theft.
That poor dog.
So, good old Bo. Yeah, I mean, he got. Wow. He's in a bad situation. He couldn't control it.
I mean,
it's not his choice who he lives with.
So many things, though. Wow.
Yeah, that's everything. Yeah. That's every crazy news story we've ever done, right there. Just in
all into one. It's almost like we did combine multiple stories into one.
Yeah, but that's real stuff.
Wow,
that just happened a couple days ago too.
All right,
real shit.
Yeah,
so good old Wisconsin.
So this guy right here. So
yeah, you might know him. He's probably somebody you have done business with.
Was he from Michigan? No,
no.
Oh, he's from Florida, of course.
Yeah.
From Florida,
we were bound to get there at some point.
Where a man was accused of stealing from Walmart days after buying an $8 million private island. He spent all $8 million of his dollars, and I mean, you gotta put stuff on.
Rich guys save money somehow.
Florida man was arrested Saturday for shoplifting at Kmart just days after he purchased a multi-million-dollar private island off Key West. Andrew Lippi, 59, was accused of stealing about $300 worth of household goods from a Kmart in Key West, where police said he purchased various items between March 30th and April 4th. So this wasn't just one thing. Like, he just kept going back and stealing shit.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta getting knickknacks and accessories and things like that.
Well, he's got to furnish the place now.
Yeah, well, exactly. He's got to make it look nice.
And ruin his credit.
He replaced them with cheaper items and returned them for a refund. Oh, I see what he did. First off, how can
you... Yeah, scam.
What's cheaper than something you bought at Kmart? Lippy made headlines last week.
They're going to explain it.
When he purchased Thompson Island, a private estate formerly owned by the philanthropist and developer Edward B. Knight for $8 million, according to NBC Miami affiliate WPLG. Lippy also owns a 12-bedroom resort compound in Key West that MTV used to film a season of The Real World in 2006. That property rents for about $1,800 a night on Airbnb. Yeah. Lippy stands accused of stealing multiple items, including LED light bulbs and a $55 Hamilton Beach coffee maker, which he allegedly replaced with a much older coffee maker and returned for a full refund, according to the Key West Police Department. Police say Lippy also bought a $150 Keurig coffee machine on March 30th, returned it, and received a full refund a day later. Well, nothing wrong with that part. Police employees notified the store's loss prevention officer after realizing, never mind, the coffee machine box instead contained a basketball, according to the police. Lippy denied stealing the items, according to the police report. Lippy stated he did not change out any items prior to returning them, and the arresting officer wrote in the report, I asked Lippy about the Keurig coffee machine being replaced by a basketball, and he stated that the clerk should have realized there was no coffee machine by the weight of the box. It's her fault that he replaced the Keurig with the basketball. I asked Lippy about the light bulbs, and he stated he returned the light bulbs because he paid too much money for them and did not know how they were switched. ABC News could not reach Lippy for comment late Monday night, but he told the Miami Herald that the situation has to do with a commercial dispute. It's very complicated. I'd rather not get into it. Lippy told the Herald in a phone interview, I will say this, that the way it was handled by Key West Police and the Monroe County Sheriff's Department was wonderful. Some of the finest people I've ever dealt with who were kind throughout the whole process. Lippy was arrested on grand theft charges and released the following day. Jail records show he posted no bond for his release. He's scheduled to appear in court for an arraignment on someday in April.
They may or may not have been yesterday.
Wonder how it went.
That's true. We could look it up.
April 18th. So if you're curious, good old Lippy. Crazy Lippy.
Oh, good old Lippy. All right. Hang on.
It's kind of par for the course for Florida, though. I mean,
That it is.
Think about it.
I switch one of the stories. Our next one's going to keep us in Florida, and this one's also a listener-recommended story, and it comes from WhiskeyRiff.com, and a drunk shirtless man arrested at Olive Garden after eating spaghetti with his bare hands. Nice. Yep. Florida man. Wow, Bishop. This is going to be my favorite one of the year. And he's pretty, too. The headline really tells the story. Ben Padgett was found on a beach.
Oh, boy. It looks like
Ben Padgett.
He has, like, flesh-eating bacteria on his forehead.
Was found on a bench outside of Florida Olive Garden, shoveling spaghetti into his face, shirtless and reeking of booze. Sounds like a slow Thursday for me. Prior to this, he's caused a disturbance inside, asking an employee if he had male or female sex organs.
Legit question.
Well, yeah. You're never sure. He was arrested for disorderly intoxication, and while in the police car, smashed his forehead open after repeatedly hitting his head on the metal cage partition.
Wow.
So that's how he got that big old banger on his head.
Here he is, the number one Florida man of 2019.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow. Couldn't even use a fucking fork. Who hasn't wanted to at least try to eat spaghetti with their bare hands? I mean, you have this big thing of pasta, and you're sitting there, you're twirling the fork, you're twirling right. it. Sometimes, like, if you're a real pro, you get the spoon, and you put the spoon next to the fork. But wouldn't it be just great just to fucking just take your bear claws and just dig in and just shovel it into your face?
It would be good.
I mean, you'd be a barbarian, but, I mean, come on. That would be kind of awesome.
It would be good. I like spaghetti.
I love spaghetti. I never had it with my bare hands, but I feel like I should. Let's talk about porn.
It is
the number one Google search topic of all time, porn.
Yeah. Let me change the article.
This is going to take us to Reddit. Is this where I'm going?
There you go. I just changed the little link for you.
Oh, let's go to the actual link rather than Reddit.
Yeah, ABC News.
I found it. It was right at the top of the Reddit thread, so no worries there. Yep. We're gonna go. Oh, good, Michigan, great. So
stay close.
We're gonna go to Michigan here, right down the street from me, where a man sues his parents for $86,000 for tossing his porn collection. Oh boy. So a Michigan man is seeking more than $86,000 from his parents in civil court for allegedly throwing out his large pornography collection.
Seems legit.
The names of the sons and his parent were withheld by WXMI, which obtained the federal civil court documents on Friday. Well, it's not a Detroit station, so at least I can feel like it's like, oh, Grand Haven. Well, it's not that.
Grand Haven.
It's not that far away, actually. The family rift began in October 2016 when the man moved back into his parents' Grand Haven, Michigan home after a divorce. Among his possessions was a smut collection, he said.
Oh, smut.
Yeah, good old smut. He said in court documents worth $29,000. What kind of smuts do you have that's worth $29,000? And why do you still have to have a collection of it?
He's divorced.
Is
Robbie.
His internet broken?
I guess.
Anyway, less than a year later,
he's had this for a long time.
The man moved to India when his parents delivered his property to his new home. The son alleges his massive collection was missing. According to the documents, his parents told him they destroyed his porn after pleasuring themselves to it. The man tried to press charges on his parents by calling Ottawa County Sheriff's Office, but the prosecutor's office did not pursue the case, WXMI reported. According to the lawsuit, the man began emailing his parents. If you had a problem with my belongings, you should have stated that at the time, and I would have gone elsewhere, the email allegedly read. Instead, you chose to keep quiet and behave vindictively. According to the lawsuit, his father responded, "Believe it or not, one reason for why I destroyed your porn was for your own mental and emotional health. I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine. Someday, I hope you will understand." Yep. Pissed that his parents destroyed his porn collection.
Yeah.
Who has a porn collection anymore?
Well, it was either this article. Let's see. Oh, yeah. No. Might have been in sometimes I read the follow-up articles to that, but yeah, he had videos, he had accessories, he had a whole lot of stuff, and he decided to bring it all with him. That kind of thing. I think if you're going to go back and live at home, you're going to get a storage unit and store a lot of that stuff in it. You know, you're not going to fill your parents' house up with all that stuff. Just put it somewhere. Well, it's easy and that's to get.
Even if you're fresh off of a divorce, like I would never, even at this day and age, first off, I have the internet if I really am looking for something like that. But secondly, like I'm not going to leave it where my parents can see it or find it. And if I bring that shit into their house and they destroy it, well, that's up to them. It's their fucking house, you know?
Well, yeah. And he should have at least done something with it. Maybe that's the first thing that you move.
Yeah.
Okay. If you move out, you got to take the stuff with you. You're not going to just leave it there.
Yeah.
Especially he's got to know at the same time, he's got to know what their feelings are about this. He grew up with them. He knows whether they like it, don't like it, appreciate it, not appreciate it, approve of it, not approve, all that stuff. He's got to know. So that's got to be the first thing that goes. Yeah, if he's not living there. Make sure that goes first.
Yeah, I mean, you just when you leave, you grab your box of porn, a change of underwear, and you hit the fucking road, right?
Yeah, that's it.
It's all you need. Porn and underwear. What's left at that point?
Well, not a whole lot. Well, the last story.
You gotta watch those.
Right. Right. Also, we're gonna stay in Michigan. Yep, we're going to stay in Michigan. Oh, like you said, the last guy's got to take his underpants, and this guy's probably wishing he had some cooling underpants there.
He looks like he's in a lot of pain.
He is. Looks like he's busted his head open inside of a police car, too. But a would-be thief, hospitalized after putting hot burritos up his rectum in a 7-Eleven.
It's a safe for sore eyes right there.
That's right. World News Daily Report tells us that a man's attempt to steal three burning hot burritos from a 7-Eleven convenience store turned horribly wrong last night in Flint, leading the poor man to the hospital with second and third degree burns inside his rectal cavity.
I thought he just drank a glass of water and that's what made the burns.
He should have. Brain freeze. According to witnesses, 26-year-old Jason Morrison was visibly drunk when he entered the store around 10:30 p.m. last night to get some food. It seems the young man was both short on money and judgment as he decided to take three hot burritos and stuff them up his rectal cavity to carry them out of the store.
Ooh.
Flint Police Spokesman Lieutenant Dan Ashbury described the following events in a press conference this morning. As soon as he shoved the items up his rectum, he threw himself to the ground holding his butt, began crying and screaming.
Yeah, let that Lieutenant shit cool down before you shove it up there.
Well, you got to cook it.
Blown on it for a minute.
Yeah, cold burritos.
Well, is it like the taquitos that are on those rollers? Those are super fucking hot. They're delicious, though. I'm not going to lie.
It's probably the patio burritos. You got to take back to that industrial microwave back there that only has a couple numbers on it.
Oh, yeah.
They kept screaming that
those things are up to nuclear. They need that to burn off all the E. coli before they let the customers eat it.
Well, they're always full of junk, so because people don't cover their stuff. And when I use those, I step way back because I know it's not shielded. He kept screaming that his ass was burning and he was going to die. I think everyone just thought he was on drugs or suffered from violent diarrhea. Mr. Morrison was transported to the McLaren Regional Medical Center, where doctors were able to extract the burritos and stabilize his condition. He suffered from second and third degree burns and will need at least two reconstructive surgeries before he's able to defecate normally again.
I'll make Mexico pay for that one, too.
Sorry. Pull my finger. Pull this.
Fortunately for him, since the total value of the merchandise that stole amounts to less than $10, no criminal charges will be filed against him.
Oh, thank God. I mean, he's got an uphill battle as it is. Last thing he wants to do is deal with a court case, right?
Yeah, that's true. He wouldn't even be able to sit in front of the jury. That's fine.
The judge would be like, sir, sit down. Be like, I can't.
No, thank you.
I haven't sat down in months.
Yeah, no, it hurts.
I'm waiting to poop out this burrito. It's still hot. It's still hot, too.
That's right. I'm going to let it cool for you.
All right. Too funny. Great.
I think that's TTB 099 Smut Collection.
That's a great title. I'm not even going to like try to up that one. That's good. I love it. Episode 99 Smut Collection.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll see you next week for episode 100.
Hopefully we'll be back next week. We're already starting to plan that. We got a few schedule implications already in the way, but we're working our way around it because we're as excited for 100 as you are.
All right. See you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.